There is nobody here. Please check the number and try again.
You are now listening to the Sound Drum Trip.
The caller you have called is not at Shizney.
Shoot, boy, die.
Please leave a message for Shizzle.
Your call is a very important source. Please stay on the line.
Your call is important to us and will be answered within 3 to 5 days.
Please press star on your search tone now. If you don't have a search tone,
you're fired.
Fire until you have one.
If you don't have a touchstone, then you're too fucking poor to buy one! And we do not prefer your custom.
Oh yeah. Hey, you wanna hear something really fucking cool? Check this out once.
Go.
Hello! You're listening to Hackerverse Radio on the 27th of July 2006. It's another show with somebody else on the radio. We've got Hyper in the Hizze and Dark Nature on the Linze.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I like it when they say fuck.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Fucking fuck. Fucking cunts, twats, lesbians, and cheese.
Cheese.
What?
So we got another action-packed show for you tonight.
Have we?
No, not really. But I thought I'd brighten up everybody's evening by saying that we do, and then
and keep them interested
and crush their spirits when I say we don't.
And can I just say, the internet is not a truck.
It's only a van.
Well, what I wanted to do is start off the show by this is kind of like a bit old now. It's at least
can you open the fucking window, boy? I'm fucking melting over here, you know.
I'll open the window in a second. This is kind of like basically something that's been going around for at least 3 or 4 days now. It's it's a speech by by the U.S. representative of the I don't know, like consumer internet base bollocks. Oh my god, I've got a million emails, and I'll pick his name out in a second.
Go on in.
His name is
Ted Baker.
Ted Stevens. Is the
is that like Cat Stevens?
No.
But
Ted,
a bear, not a cat.
No, Ted Stevens is the U.S. representative for internet commerce.
Internet commerce.
And this is a Daily Show extract of what they talked about. Now listen to this, guys. This is ace.
But I want to talk to you about this exciting thing I've discovered. I want to talk to you tonight about the internet. I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to stand up and be one of the first guys to say it. I think this is a key point. I think this thing is here to say, right now, two key internet-related issues are making the rounds in Washington, D.C. One involves the Net Neutrality Act, which would allow larger, more powerful corporations higher-speed access to customers, establishing a two-tiered hierarchy among... you know what? It's awfully complicated. Why don't I let an expert, say the head of the Senate Commerce Committee, which regulates e-commerce, explain?
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
All right, that might have sounded more like something you'd hear from, let's say, a crazy old man in an airport bar at 3 a.m. than the chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee. I'm sorry, sir, I don't quite think I understand your dump truck tube symposium. Do you have something a little more practical for me?
If you don't understand, those tubes can be filled, and if they're filled, when you put your message in, it gets in line, it's going to be delayed by anyone that puts into that tube enormous amounts of material.
There's apparently an enormous amount of material clogging Ted Stevens' tubes. Now, perhaps a little fiber optic cable might be the answer. Stevens ended his lecture by offering a concrete example of the problem we face.
Ten movies streaming across that internet, and what happens to your own personal internet? I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Why?
I'll tell you why. Because the creek run dry is what happened. And there's Comanches in the past and the women on the internet. Actually, why didn't Senator Stevens get it until yesterday? Well, this is just a little bit of a guess here, but maybe it's because you don't seem to know jack about computers or the internet. Okay. You're just the guy in charge of regulating it. So, what difference does?
That's an extract from a speech from Senator Ted Stevens, who did a speech to Congress about net neutrality, and it made such a fool out of himself because he compared the internet to a series of tubes, and obviously he displayed immense elite skills by comparing the internet to a series of tubes, and that there was a lot of material on it, and that it can get clogged up, which is obviously completely untrue, because the internet is not a series of tubes. It's a series.
Do you think he's ever been on the tube?
I doubt that he's been on the tube. I think the guy is slightly inadequate to actually be the representative and the chairman of internet commerce for somebody that does not actually know a fuck about the internet. Now, obviously, the internet is
not. Doesn't this happen more and more now? You've got people making a big opinion about the internet that have got no fucking idea about computers.
I think every single
computer law that is made and gone through Parliament, man, comes from some fat old cunt. Yeah. They've got no fucking idea what he's talking about. And these kids with calculators, they're working things out in the sum to get done for the computer misuse tax, I think. Don't you think? Over here. Here. And all that shit.
I think it's obvious that that the internet is not a series of tubes. It's more like a series of gutters. More like tubes.
Gutters.
And I've been there, man. I've seen it. And I've seen what the internet looks like. And it's nothing like tubes. It's more like small Chinese people memorizing ones and zeros.
I'd actually disagree. I think it more looks like spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Looking at the internet nodes, they look like fucking spaghetti, mate.
I think, you know, when they talk about, like, internet spiders, I think they're talking about real spiders that live in the internet, and they crawl around and they spider things.
Yeah,
and they make webs.
Did you reckon it's like the spiders that you find in BT control boxes?
I think so. They feast on BT telephone engineers.
That's right, man. There is actually a breed of spider which you will only ever find inside BT control boxes. They're like these tiny little fucking, and they only, I've never ever seen them anywhere else except when you look in a BT control box, which I never do, of course. And we were actually deciding, like, what the fuck do they live on? Because there ain't no flies in these fucking things.
Yeah.
And we reckoned it must have been BT engineers.
Yeah, it has to be, because they take so long to... You know, when you ask one to get out on call, they take their fucking time, because they can't make their mind up who's going to go and open the fucking cab box, because they're all afraid they're going to get eaten by a fucking spider.
They're all in the bar around the corner having a stiff whiskey.
Yes.
Dutch courage before they go in, isn't it? And, like, and that's why it takes so long, because it takes about a dozen engineers to actually get the job done before the spider's full. And he doesn't have to actually eat no more at one, any one time, yeah.
Do you think that could be what happened to Busby?
Busby?
Who's he?
Yeah.
Is that Cat Stevens, mate?
Oh, it's maybe before your time, but Busby used to be the advertising representative for BT. It was an animated bird that used to sit on an animated phone line.
I can feel a heavy Google coming on here.
Way before my time, and a heavy Google is coming through. And the internet might just get clogged. The tubes might get clogged with... I mean,
feathers from Google.
You're filling up them tubes with your internet. You're sending me an internet.
What did he mean by they sent me an internet?
And I have no clue.
At 10 o'clock, and it arrived... this morning. Now, I think what they meant is he sent me an email. Basically, what I'm trying to get at is that I think the world as we know it will become ruled by complete idiots.
Oops, too late.
Sadly,
we're even more complete idiots.
Somebody needs to send this guy an internet.
But the thing is, it actually sounded like a really angry, drunk man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe if he had a net, he might be able to catch his Busby bird with it. I don't know.
That could be it.
My fucking colleague sent me an internet at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it arrived. It arrived yesterday.
Ah, was Busby a yellow bird?
And indeed, he was.
The thing is, this is the kind of stuff I used to hear from chief executives. Is the exact same phrasing? Is my colleague sent me an internet at 10 o'clock? Why did it not arrive? It arrived. Just, it's like how do you explain to someone who has absolutely no concept of how a computer works, but yet they're in such a high position? How do people like that get in such a high position? Maybe it's, you know, it's always they promote the most stupidest. I don't know.
It's the Peter principle, where people are promoted and promoted until they can't do any more damage.
Yeah.
The promotion sort of just promoted out the way.
They do damage to me, you know, because I've got to deal with these people.
The same. I have to work with people that will ask questions about, you know, an email's been sent to me and I'm not at it yet. Can you have a look for it?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, such and such a website has got a spelling mistake on it. Can you have a word with them about it? You know? I don't control the internet. But, you know, I mean, this guy, he did sound very much like a drunken elder relative at, say, a New Year's party, saying, I'll tell you what it's about, right? It's not a truck. It's tubes. Right, it's tubes.
I've seen them. They're like the sewage tubes, right? And they get full when you put in too much media, and it's like rain, and it overflows the gutters.
That's it.
Yeah.
Pass me a beer. I've got to say more about the internet.
Yeah, I think this guy needs a serious reassumption.
You've got to love that drunk in an airport at 3 o'clock in the morning, though, man. It's so right, man, isn't it?
So what's this news story that you posted up there, Duck Nature?
Oh, well, yeah, just a bit of a coincidence talking about what we were talking about last night. But it seems that the old New Scientist, which I used to like to read, is reaffirming the popular misconception that we're all socially inadequate, introverted nerds and criminals.
I think you need to go and tell the guys from the 2600 group that are out there hacking on the street this evening, man. Socially inept? Well, I don't fucking think so.
Well, maybe, tonight?
Completely.
Are they out there tonight?
Absolutely, completely inept. I don't know.
Where's my speed dial for the soaker?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Soaker. the serious crimes and internet unit thing.
Oh, where's your speed dial?
Yeah.
I thought, okay. That went in my brain, like, the right way around, and then it got computed the wrong way around, and it was like, my speed dial, as in, like, how fast am I going?
Colonel Panic.
Where's my bad phone?
Yeah. my badge phone. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, sorry, man, go on.
So, yeah, okay, apparently, introverted IT students are more inclined to cybercrime.
Introverted
IT students are more likely to indulge in deviant computer activity, according to a new study. The result might seem unsurprising, given the stereotypical image of computer geeks as socially inadequate. But the study contradicts previous research that found computer misuse is more common among extroverts. Now then, the new work was carried out by computer scientist Marcus Rogers.
Right. And that's his real name.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Rogers. Yeah, good to meet you. Curtis, from Purdue University in Indiana, in the US.
Doesn't this strike you, right? Okay, out of 77 computer science students, 68 of them admitted that they'd done one of these many things they mentioned. Doesn't this just prove that computer science students are more likely to become hackers?
Exactly.
And the other nine of them are just fucking noobs. That's all it is, man, isn't it?
Plus, we can also draw from this that they're all his students as well.
They're all what?
They're all his students, yeah.
So he's been teaching them how to fuck around with computers. Well, why else would you go into computer science other than to do lead hacks, you know?
Well, to learn about fucking computers. I mean, this is just fucking absolute fucking drivel again.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, basically 10% of his class are going to fail. Is my immediate reaction. If they'd done it against, I don't know, home economics students, none of them would have become hackers. Of course, if you're doing computer science, you would have done one of these many things that they mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just... I mean, if they'd just done 150 students over five different topics and they found that, I don't fucking know, so many of the math students knew about encryption, would have been, and also an absolutely irrelevant fucking thing, wouldn't it? You know, it's like, we found out today that 90% of math students know how to do sums. Oh my fucking god! Oh my god!
They use them for illegal activity.
Oh my god, yes, you know? And it's just, this is just another load of old trouble. And the fact that we're introverts, stands me outside the circle.
That's complete bullshit. I mean, I'm a hacker, and I know...
please continue. Yeah.
I've got a screwdriver.
I've got the t-shirt, man. I've got a t-shirt on that says it.
Yeah, I've got a t-shirt on that says that I'm possibly could be potentially lethal to computers, but they I'm in no way an introvert. I mean, I do a bloody nightly radio show. How extrovert can you get?
But you do it on your own at home.
I do it on my own at home.
Yeah.
Well, if that, then you're not real. You're just a figment of your own imagination.
Every single brain cell in my mind went, think of something, think of something funny to say back, and nothing came. You see that? I actually stood there in freeze with my mouth open.
That's an enormous achievement.
Yeah, fucking thing.
That's a resource.
Oh, what did I see? I saw that. Oh, mate, I was standing outside. Where was I? I was in Devon. And I was standing outside, and an estate agent, I have like one of these like plasma screens in the window, scrolling all the different properties and stuff. And it came up in the corner in white lettering saying, lack of memory. Before the fucker blue screened. Oh,
yes.
It was one of those champion moments when you're just like, how glad you know what the fuck is going on. And I gave it a little applaud, of which everyone walking past was a little bit funny. And then I carried on my way. It one of those completes my whole week. It was the whole point of going to Devon was as if I was to go to see that fucking estate agent window blue screen on me. It was fucking awesome. And you know what? It was about 6:30 on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
So that blue screen, right, is going to fucking be there until Monday morning.
Outrageous.
Unless it reboots, of course. But it won't. So it's fine.
It won't reboot.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
dead.
I've got to tell you my tramp tit story.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. I was driving to work this morning up towards Fulham High Street, and as I got towards the lights, I noticed there was this bird, not bird as in pigeon, as in woman, sat in the middle of the road. And she's waving at buses and stuff like that, and she's obviously a tramp. She must have been around 50 years old, quite a fat bird, sat in the road. And I happened to get caught by the lights and pull up next to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my window open because it's like 900 degrees. And I said hello to her, and she goes, hello. Just before, she pulls her top off and shows me a tit. Good
score! Yeah. So obviously, you asked her into your car and drove around the car park.
No, I mean, as I said earlier, man, I reckon if she showed me anything else, it would have been sick. But a tit at 8:30 in the morning is better than no tits at 8:30 in the morning, I must admit. That was a cool thing, man. Definitely. Cool as fuck, man. And then the lights changed and I carried on once my boring journey to work. Fantastic, though. Yeah. Great big fucking tramp bosom. It was fantastic, yeah.
I mean, an obviously insane homeless woman sat in the middle of the road.
I'm not kidding, man.
The first thing you do is, hello, love.
I'd like to say hello to her, I mean, before she vomits on my car or something. But I was like, hello, and she was like, ooh, she gave a little wave, and then she pulled up one side and showed me a tit, and I was like, that's fucking great. And life changed, I carried on. And it was like almost like one of the most normal things in the world. I think what made it more abnormal was that this is rush hour in central London, man. Like, there are buses swerving this old bird. And she had a great time, man. I didn't actually notice it, because I didn't actually quite make those lights, as you don't in London the first time. And I'm looking in my mirrors at her skipping round a van, showing her tits as a couple of builders as well. So they actually enjoyed the love too, man. It was cool. It was cool. That is fresh off the press. That was just this morning. There you go, guys. Get yourself down to Fulham 8:30. See a tramp boob. There we go. Fucking fantastic.
She sounds nice.
I was like, oh, Mum, what are you doing here, man? You're so fucking embarrassing.
I just got that now.
Someone else isn't computing quick enough this evening.
I'm text messaging. We've got. What else do we have to say?
Do we have the stream really high? Because people keep cutting out. Maybe they're buffering, are they?
Let me see. It keeps cutting out. Well, upgrade your bloody connection. Actually, no. It's only at 40 kilobits.
Oh my god! Yes. Reboot your 56k modem, mate. Maybe that'll do it. Yeah.
Pull the string tighter.
Try the knot straight tighter on the old cap at the end, mate. Fucking, I tell you what, man, your room is the hottest room.
It is just ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense at all.
I can't understand it, man.
It's not. It couldn't be all the boxes I've got because they can't get that.
Not at the moment. It's like there's a lot in here, but not very much switched on.
Yeah.
But I am actually losing body weight as the show goes.
You're melting.
Yeah, man, completely.
Speaking of insane women, I saw a TV show the other night, and I don't know what it was called, but it was one of these you know, amusing looks at Britain's eccentrics they sometimes have on the sort of the more obscure channels on Freeview.
Yeah.
And because they're eccentrics, because they're in the upper middle classes. It seems that when you have a certain amount of money, you're no longer mad, you're eccentric. But I thought it might be amusing and sort of light-hearted. Look, there's a woman on there, and her husband seemed like a nice enough bloke. He was kind of a middle-aged banker, works in the city, with a suit and everything, and he had his briefcase, and he's saying, well, you know, when I married her, she seemed nice enough and what have you, and I'd like to be able to bring my friends home for a dinner party, but obviously that's not really possible, because I didn't realise at first that she actually does commune with the fairies, and she's there, she's in the kitchen, mixing up this fucking potion. And I'm not kidding, this potion was like water with, some herbs, like your Swartz herbs that you keep on the spice rack. She's mixing it up. And then she gets this big wand out, and she's going like, fairies of the south, thank you for this day. And like, actually really believes in fairies. So she's in the backyard. Goes in the backyard.
Honestly, I'm going to have to stop you, man, because I lost his story about 10 minutes ago. What the fuck are you talking about, man? Some fairies and a potion and a what the fuck?
It was just relating to mad women. It kind of reminded me of this.
Walked into them. Where were they?
No, it was relating to the story of mad women that you were telling.
Okay.
Yeah, I stumbled across this on the television the other night. It was one of these. When you know you shouldn't be watching it because it's going to make you mad, but you can't not watch it.
Yeah.
Rather like when a train derails.
Yeah.
You can't not watch it. Although you know that it's going to leave a bad impression on you. Well, she's in the backyard and she's putting fruit under the bushes and she's saying, well, obviously the fairies don't eat it, but they eat the extract and they eat the essence and chew of the fruit, and so I have to collect it at the end of the day. And she's saying, I was sunbathing one day and the fairies came out of the ground and spoke to me. They were riding on a butterfly the bloke who looked like... This bloke looked nice enough, but it looked like he died inside. Because he's saying how she never revealed this to him until after they got married. And, I'd like to invite my friends home for tea, occasionally, and what have you, but I can't, because, in my job, people might think it's a bit strange that my wife talks to fairies. Yeah. Now, I've never seen any myself, but I wouldn't like to call her a liar. And I'm thinking, dude, what... If I married some broad, and she suddenly said, oh, by the way, love, I didn't tell you, but I talk to fairies and I like to do this, chanting and stuff.
Yeah.
The other thing as well is that it seems this guy likes Xena, the warrior princess. So to entertain him, she will dress up frequently as Xena, the warrior princess.
Oh,
in the
house.
Ah, no, that's what I was thinking. Oh, cool, bedtime action. No. The kids are there on the dining table, and she's serving tea and what have you, dressed up as Xena. She's dressed up as Xena, like she's serving dinner and what have you. And then there's another scene where he's in the living room watching telly with his remote control, and she walks in, like, and gives him a cup of tea, all the Xena gear on. And I'm thinking, like, if I was to come home from work one day. By the way, love, I didn't tell you, but I believe in the fairies, and they're real, and so do all my friends, who, by the way, she likes to invite her friends round for fairy summoning meditations, which goes on a lot, apparently, at this house. The next words out of my mouth would be along the lines of, how long is it until I die now? But I'd be like, oh, that's nice to hear, love. I'll just be in the shed if you need me, hanging myself. Because, I don't know where I'm going with this, but it just kind of, it made an impression on me, let's say. I should have thought to put in a videotape and send it to you.
You're making me cry.
I saw some fairies today, actually.
Yeah,
no, I was in
Elms
Court at the time.
I'm coming out there soon.
you're going to come down, aren't you, for the Hacker Voice TV release / 2600 pisshead party?
Indeed, Lee. I'm taking the Friday off work, and I'm going to get round there and see you.
You're staying at Belial's now?
If you have me, mate. I'll be there.
Not after that fucking speech, mate. No.
I had a point. I had a point, but somewhere I lost it. The memories of seeing this
halfway through the speech, you had a toke on the spliff.
That must be it.
After he said the words, I was watching a TV program the other night. After that, it was all gone, wasn't it?
It just went.
Yeah. I should have thought that one out before I started. But yeah, like I say, I heartily recommend if you get a chance to see it. But I can't remember what the name of the program was.
But if you see it, definitely fucking watch it. There we go. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If you happen to remember, let us know.
I tell you what, actually, yeah. I'm going to chuck in at the end here a plug. Right, for a website, which I don't usually do. It's got nothing to do with witches and fairies and Hell's Court or anything like that. But I wanted to put a plug on the radio here.
Go for it.
28dayslater.co.uk, which is a UK urban exploration site. Me and Bilal have been sniffing around it the last few days. And if you're into urban urban exploration, man, and you're in the UK, you've got to go to this site. The forums are just absolutely fucking awesome. There must be, 2,000 members. There is at least, at any one time, 50-odd people on there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're into urban exploration and you want to get some hints and tips or share some of your own experiences, man, get down there. And now I can post it. I did a little plug in the radio. So that's cool, man. But if you haven't had a look at it, www.28dayslater.co.uk. And say hello to the guys there. They're all really friendly and all really good, and definitely worth a visit if that's what you're into, man. And it's a big thing for the UK scene, of which here at Hacker Voice, mate, we are all into.
Exactly. Just thought I'd let you know what one of our female listeners just said. She said, "I had no idea what that northern bloke was chatting about."
Ah, right. It's all right. Neither did the northern bloke.
Don't worry, lads. Oh, fucking southern blokes didn't know either, man. Don't worry about it. It was. I might have to listen to the show later on the podcast, man, just to catch up. I reckon
it was a stream of consciousness thing.
The stream seems to be coming back up and down for some reason, but just hold in, and if you can't get in there, just reconnect.
Yeah, man. And listen, you've got to tell the guys a little bit of technical support you did earlier on the phone when we arrived at the show.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You've got to love this one. One of those classic moments.
Well, I got back home and I switched on my... Yeah, she's listening now.
She's listening now.
So I thought I'd get back on the old MSN. And I got a message from an unnamed female that I know, and she's like, "Help me! You know, I'm in distress." So obviously, Super Belial gets his cape down
and his wife runs out and all that.
So instantly, I'm thinking, what's up? Are you in pain? Where is the bleeding? Do you need some sort of pressure? Apply pressure to the wound, sort of thing. Apparently, she's on a computer that's not hers. and she's downloaded porn, which now comes up every time you load Real Player. Yeah, don't ask. The only thing that you can do is panic at this point. Simply suggested to clear the cache of Internet Explorer temporary folders, and there you go.
But it was the funniest fucking thing. It was, oh my god, you have to help me. But I was like, "What's happened?" She's like, "I've downloaded porn." And we're like, "Whey!" We're like, "You dirty mink." She was like, "Yes, I know."
Yeah, you need to send me some of that porn, please.
Yeah, definitely, mate.
Yes.
It was fucking hilarious. I nearly fucking fell off the bed laughing, man. I don't know.
Dirty, dirty, dirty porn.
Hooray for dirty porn. Hip hip! Hooray for dirty porn.
Is that for porn?
Quality stuff, man.
Hippity hippity.
Hizzy.
Okay, I was just wondering if everyone had worked out how much water should go in the Wi-Fi coffee machine.
Oh, God. Can't you just, stand there and wait for it till it's full?
No, this is my point, man. Rather than building this contraption, just move the coffee machine next to your fucking computer desk, man, and use it like everyone else does, for fuck's sake. I mean, otherwise we're never going to get off the subject of how much water should be in the reservoir, man.
Ooh. I think for some reason these people have been far too into their measuring. I mean, a simple thing: get a monkey and a stick.
Oh, that was Jinx. Yeah. Respect to Jinx, man. A monkey and a stick. Every time you want a bit of coffee, poke it with a stick. There we go.
Simple solution, problem solved.
Oh.
So we got about half an hour to the show. Any news?
Any news?
Yeah, I said we were talking about it. I said, no doubt about my emergency.
I'm fucking sweating my arse off, man. Just so everyone know as well that we're going to be I reckon by the end of next week, the Hacker Voice t-shirts will be ready, which are designed by hackers and
awesome,
and produced by hackers. I'm actually, me and Bilal off to go and have a meeting with the guy tonight who's going to be doing all the t-shirts up for us, and hopefully by Monday we'll get a sample, and then by the end of the week we'll have the full production line available for everyone. If you go on the forums, you can check out what the competition ran, and then we let everyone vote up, and everyone voted on their favourite t-shirts, and we actually fucking made them.
Yeah.
They're actually being printed and done as we know, as we speak, as far as I know. Oh, actually, well, considering where it's been printed, I reckon they're probably all in bed, actually.
Yeah.
But, no, man, that's all coming along. Hacker Voice TV's coming out in a couple of weeks.
It is.
2600 next week. It's all kicking off, mate.
Exactly.
We're having a fucking great time over here, man.
Yeah, hopefully everything will be coming together in one big puff of smoke, and then I can just fuck off and go to sleep.
Boom, 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 boom. Soon our plans for world domination will be complete.
Yes. So, did anyone read about Kazza today?
No, what's this about?
Kazza have been fined £53 million.
Right, what's Kazza?
Kazza?
Kazaa!
Oh, Kazaa!
Kazaa!
It's a bloody weird.
Oh, it's my Cockney accent. Kazza! Right.
Kazza!
Kazza's been fined £53 million.
Yeah.
Can anyone raise a hand of what they've been fined for?
Could it be, just maybe, file sharing?
Parking
violations. Yeah, file sharing regulations.
It's you downloading music, and all the really really rich people in the record companies haven't made enough money, so therefore they deserve £53 million of Kazaa's money.
They need to slap whoever's trying to sue Kazaa, because
I mean, they need to slap whoever's fucking using Kazaa because it's so fucking shit.
Yeah, and it's really slow.
And it really fills your computer with spyware.
Well, that's if you're using Kazaa. I use Kazaa Lite.
Is that like Marlboro Lite?
It's a bit like Marlboro Lite. Yeah, you feel less guilty when you're doing it because you don't have all the fucking pop-ups every second.
That's right.
But to be honest, mate, if you're going to be doing any sort of peer-to-peer file sharing, you need to be running a Linux box, and you need to be doing some of that fucking shit on there, because you won't have any problems with that.
Just on a different subject.
Okay.
Am I wrong? Well, it's on the same subject, but a different tangent.
Tangent.
Wasn't it because I use those... don't they use Bulldog Firewall?
For what?
For their users to protect them. This is not actually a random stab in the dark. Don't you remember the old Bulldog Firewall site we were looking at?
Yeah.
Don't they use it? I do believe Kazaa. I believe they've got a software version of that, man, if I remember rightly.
What, built into the software?
Yeah, you can download it as an option, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'm fucking making it up, actually.
This might be something I need to research.
Yes, maybe.
Yes, but I won't be bothered to do that now, because I need to go have a pint or something.
I need a pint. I'm sweating my fucking arse off, man. Boom, 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 boom. Ooh. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I just posted a link on the forum, not on the forum, on the fucking IRC, for a urban exploration group, which I do believe are based somewhere in the States or something fucking stupid like that. But it's on YouTube. If you do urban exploration and go to on your YouTube, you'll find them in there. The title of the video is Into the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a 10-minute long urban exploration video, and it is fucking awesome. It's what it's all about, honestly, man. You see these guys climbing down shit drains. It's fucking brilliant, man. It's really what it's all about.
Yeah, I saw it on the forums yesterday, that news article that one of you posted. About the, you know, the big tunnel.
Yeah.
Was that the one that you went down?
Oh,
yes, motherfucker.
Whoa,
man.
Badass.
You know, they didn't give it justice in that article. That article sucked balls. I mean, I could have written that and had half a bottle of tequila and written a half...
Yeah.
A more interesting article. For somebody that's been down the tunnels, they wrote it as if they never have been.
They have been down there. Because when we did our first social engineer to get into the tunnel for our first visit, the guy who was showing us around actually told us that they'd had that newspaper down there the day before, and
that's
was
right.
doing the article, and we knew it was coming out.
And that picture they used, not only was it in horribly photoshopped, but you know, it doesn't give it the justice of the full. It's not like just one fucking cylindrical tunnel. It's a huge complex.
But you do have to love that one line. We can't give access to the general public, and nobody would be allowed to live down there.
Owned.
Mate, fuck you, man, because we've already been down there.
Can you say owned?
Owned.
and not been down there once. Casually twice, man.
And once with them, and once without them.
Once without them?
Yeah, man. Me and Bilal did a 2.5-hour urban exploration down these tunnels after about 9 pints of beer.
We had the old no clippings, man.
Oh, completely, yeah.
Walked through walls and all that shit.
Yeah, man. We had we were definitely in God mode. Yeah.
Super duper.
After 9 pints, you definitely are in fucking God mode.
I say what though, it was one of the hardest ones we've ever done. Simply because we had the people from the local council say throwing bombs at us.
Fucking what bunch of most colloquial fucking retards are centralised in 1 point in this estate.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, like that picture they put on that article of those tunnels, oh man. It looks like it's been whitewashed. Trust me, guys, right?
It doesn't look like that down there at all.
I can't see one stalactite angle from the ceiling.
That's why I was looking at that picture and thought, wait a second, these aren't the tunnels that we went down in. Because there's plenty of weird shit growing from the fucking ceiling. And the tunnels are not white. They're a concrete-y kind of iron colour.
And they're covered in moss and dirt and fucking up. I'll tell you what, they made a lot of mistakes in the article as well. Yeah. They reckoned that the shelters were never used by the public, which they were.
Bullshit, they were.
And it was like, they even used at one point to house the fire brigade, which was massive in those days, you know.
And like half a day's worth of research that I did, like, proved so much more interesting than this article. It's just, you know, every time you read anything in the media, do not take it as fact, and just don't even take it as face value. Take it as complete utter bullshit.
You want to write to the paper that the site?
I'll fucking send them the video of us.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we've got to edit it and cut and edit it and send it to the fucking estate agent, mate. That's what we've got to do, mate. We fucking owe you.
I mean, they could have by the time they were doing there, being like journalists, they could have found all those documents. I bet they didn't even venture past that the plastic tartan, whatever it's called.
The tarpaulin.
Tarpaulin, yeah.
Actually, you know, I brought that with me.
Yeah?
I brought awesome. The shit we found with me. My bird won't have it in the house no more because it fucking smells.
so you brought it into my house?
Yeah, but I thought I'd fucking stash it around here, man.
Thanks very much.
But this is one of the things, I've got it in my hand, obviously you can't see it, but I'm going to read it and explain what it is.
Yes.
Wave it at the mic.
Yeah, if I wave it in front of the mic, can you see what it is? What it is, it's a telephone address book of someone that used to work down in tunnels like 10 years ago. What we found while we were in there, when we did our own, without being fucking attracted by some fucking estate agent, was we were looked around and we found like a little office-y thing, a homemade office behind a tarpaulin with heaters and stuff, where the guys that had been renovating it 10 years ago had literally finished work and left exactly how it was. It was like a time capsule. Like the newspaper was left on the page they were reading, and these newspapers were from like 1996, weren't they, or something like that. And we, you know, there was a few other things went through it, and we found a little address book here. We found bank statements for the guys that were working down there. We found pay slips of like, you know, the £3.75 an hour they were earning and all that kind of stuff. I reckon at some point in the future on the show, we should give Nanskates a call and Grandpa Omen a call, or whatever the fuck his name is, from this phone book and see if we can find anything interested. But you know, it's all fucking smells here, man. I'm telling you that fucking thing.
What's it smell like?
It smells like the fucking tunnels, mate. Smell that fucking thing. Yeah, look.
Give it a whiff.
Oh yeah.
Fuck yeah, it does. It smells like cellars. Like you go in there and wine cellar.
Like, boy, apples and pears! Those kind of sellers.
It does, yeah. God, it's fucking disgusting.
£25 a pound?
Pound a pound of pay!
£25 a pound?
It does smell like
natural. I'm fucking sweating, man.
Just smelling that brings me back to the tunnels, doesn't it?
Yes. I presume it does. I don't know what's going inside your fucking head, mate. Yeah.
Not many people do.
No. I'll tell you, actually, I've got another one to show you here, another link, which I came across today, which is actually on this 28 motherfuckers, whatever they're called. And this is a site, some guys have gone down some tunnels in Epsom, But what they're doing is actually like playing war games. It's fucking awesome. Unfortunately, when you actually meet them, they're actually really young. Well, not when you meet them, when you see them at the end. But they're all dressed up in camouflage, and the SWAT teams are like fucking... Yeah. They've got proper like air... Well, have a look anyway. The link's on the forum there for you to have on the IRC for everyone to have a look. But it is fucking awesome. It's quite a good video for kids, anyway. But tunnels. We want more tunnels.
We want
every single listener of Hacker Voice Radio to go out there and find some cool shits going urban extra row, man. We want original stuff as well. We don't want to be the guys who go down back to the same place that other people have already been and already documented. We want new and fresh stuff. Which I'd like to say as well was the Clapham... was that the police I can hear, mate?
No, it's just background music.
and the Clapham Tunnels was there, man. Yeah. Inside these forums of all the urban explorations all around the UK, no one has been down these tunnels but us.
And I think the great thing was the amount of response we got from these people. They were like, oh my God, you are the noob, the leaders,
and I love you and I want to have your children.
I actually got a blowjob request upon... No, I'm joking.
What did you say?
No?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
You didn't say yes or no?
I said maybe.
Maybe.
I think we need to...
You tease them. Oh, you tease.
I'm such a tease. I think the next step is definitely going down some sort of subterranean steam tunnels.
Yeah, well, we do actually have our eye on our next project. And we're waiting on confirmation for it. It's actually not an original.
Bodies at the bottom.
That's it. Yeah. But it's not the it's not an original. It's been done by someone else.
Yeah.
But these seem like a fucking cool set of tunnels to go down. There is only one other team has ever gone down there, which we know is safe enough to go down there. Yeah. And it's accessible and all that kind of crap. But you know, it's as cool as fuck. And it's a steam tunnel that runs from one certain part of London to another.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, just keep listening, mate. Because one day you're going to hear us come in and go, fucking sweating my arse off. It's so cold in your room compared to down there, Bilal.
Yeah.
And we would have done it, man. Hardcore. I think I've lost about a stone so far.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, that's not bad.
Yeah, man, not bad.
I was at one point thinking of going to... There's an airbase sort of not that close to where I live, but not that far away. It's an abandoned airbase now. It's in Burton Wood. It used to be owned by the US Air Force. And my uncle used to work there. He was an engineer.
Yeah.
But they closed it down. And according to my uncle, there's all sorts of magic old crazy shit underneath the place.
Do you know what the airfield's called, mate?
Burton Wood.
How'd you spell that?
BURTONWOOD. Burton Wood Air Base.
Just to let you know,
my god, that might be a number one.
We've got about 6 minutes left.
6 minutes?
6 minutes.
Dark Nature, keep that to yourself, mate, even though we broadcast it over the radio, mate. That might be a number one, mate.
Yeah?
That might be a number one. Cool. And it gives an excuse to come out and trash your fucking house for
a while. Yeah, you can cover it, we can play Star Trek or something.
Yes. Can I bring my katanas?
Oh yeah. Cool. I'll show you about it and we can get the camera out and reenact the Matrix or something.
Yes, definitely.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Hacker.
Yeah, I like it.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Like, you sniff my pods, now I kill your family.
You have disgraced my server. But you will not disgrace my router. I don't know, something like that.
I was a noob, but now I am elite.
And I walk through the shadows of the valley of blue screen of death.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, mate, I'm losing body count and body weight at the moment, man. Let's close this show off before I fucking die.
Yeah, I'm putting the extreme heat and sweating down to my mental aberration earlier on.
Fucking,
I say that.
I'm putting mine down to that as well, mate. I think.
Yeah, I think that's what caused it. Is the extreme heat and sun exposure. It's it's not that mad, it's just that I spent so much time in the sun.
And you watch fucking crazy TV programmes, I reckon.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing sometimes when you're sort of, you've had a few cans of beer and you're flicking through the TV stations, you probably shouldn't, probably just shouldn't, I think, as necessary as that one.
Yeah.
Probably better doing that than scanning dodgy IPs of the government, though.
Maybe. So anyway, let's finish things off. Radio@hackervoice.co.uk is the website, is the email address to send emails and complaints and all
and
that kind of stuff.
Any complaints apart from sack the fact
and,
ginger wanker.
donate@hackervoice.co.uk is the email address to send your PayPal donations to. I'm going to be finishing off with Edge's new Hacker Voice rap.
Ooh.
And wishing you all a good, pleasant night. And I'll see you same time, same channel, blah, 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 tomorrow.
Yeah, take it easy, guys.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Have fun. Bye-bye.
Crypt, powerful like kryptonite. He's keeping his hacking heavy and his hand luggage light. He's a passive aggressive, so don't start a fight. He's got his sights set high, not low level sights below. He's making HV grow, punching hack mag, got the TV show. He's even hosting on the radio. He spits his lyrics fast and then maybe slow. Nax, him and his crazy. Not spelled scene K, but just double X. He talks in leap, cause he does crazy cracks. Mess with his PC and you'll be getting a double smack. The noobs are fearing me, cause I'm spitting the lyrics fast, can't hear me. I tell you, it's a clear of me. Got me and my hacking posse. They call me dude, cause I'm no dud. Compared to other geeks, I'm a port sniffing stud. Head up display monitor, that's right, I said her. Chewing up your tunnels as you chew the cud. HV looks like it's big tings. It don't got much money, but it's got the bling. Right now I'm hearing the money just rolling in. Cha-ching, ching, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Right now, what, make your bop, 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 make your bop, bop, make your bop, bop, make your bop, make your bop, bop, make your bop, bop, make your bop, bop.
Where we go?
Dark Nate, you were funny, man.